The next patient is William Packard. The last name is P-A-C-K-A-R-D. Clinical case of an 86-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD2 and proteinuria. The patient has been in a stable condition. He has been gaining body weight. He is vegetarian and has a lactose intolerance that makes it a little bit difficult to adjust the diet. However, he's feeling much better, the stronger, hasn't been to the hospital. In the laboratory workup that was done the 25th of April of the 2024, the serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 23, and the estimated GFR is 73.3 mLs per minute. The patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 124, and the protein creatinine ratio is around 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. At this point, since the patient is stable, I'm not going to change the prescription. I will keep my eye open to see whether or not this patient is going to need the SGLT2 inhibitors or the administration of finerenone, period. The following number, atrial fibrillation, the patient is not on anticoagulants. The physical examination is with a normal rhythm, but the patient states that he feels when he goes into atrial fib, he gets lightheaded, and he rests, and he continues to take the amiodarone in combination with the metoprolol without any problems. Following over essential hypertension that is under control. The patient has a history of carcinoma of the prostate that is followed by the urologist. Period, he has osteoporosis and osteoarthritis that are treated by the primary. Overall, the patient is in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.